From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung pushes for swift action to realize his government's large-scale investment initiative focused on semiconductors, physical AI, and AI data centers. South Korea launches round-the-clock foreign exchange trading for U.S. dollars and the local currency. And the lead investigator who oversaw the investigation of a high school girl's murder in Gwangju is arrested on suspicion of evidence tampering. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. President Lee Jae-myung is pushing for the swift execution of his administration's large-scale investment initiative focused on semiconductors, physical artificial intelligence, and AI data centers to create new national growth drivers. In response to criticism over the plan from the main opposition party, Lee has called on opponents to cooperate or get out of the way. Rosine Park has this report.
President Lee Jae-myung is actively pushing forward the so-called Three Mega Projects initiative that he unveiled last week, centered on large-scale investments in semiconductors, physical artificial intelligence, and AI data centers. Speaking to senior government officials and executives from Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix about the initiative on Monday, Lee stressed the importance of acting fast to develop new growth engines at a time when the world is witnessing intense competition. He said private investment should not be held up by administrative red tape. He called for environmental impact assessments to be streamlined and for administrative procedures to be completed simultaneously rather than sequentially to avoid unnecessary delays. He explained that legislation should help solve related regulatory issues. He also admonished opposition lawmakers for their negative attitude and said they should step aside if they can't help. The main opposition has been accusing the president of arm-twisting businesses to invest astronomical sums in specific regions and awarding windfalls to the Democratic Party's most powerful regional voting bloc ahead of the party's convention to elect its new leader. The president added that the government will channel additional tax revenue generated by the nation's booming semiconductor industry into new growth engines that will benefit younger generations and tackle economic polarization. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea's won-dollar foreign exchange market has begun operating around the clock on weekdays. According to the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the extended trading hours started at 6 a.m. Monday. The won-dollar market will operate 24 hours a day on weekdays, including South Korean public holidays. Trading will pause on weekends and New Year's Day. Until last week, transactions were possible from 9 a.m. every business day until 2 a.m. the next day. The lead investigator who oversaw the investigation of a high school girl's murder in Gwangju was arrested without a warrant on Monday on suspicion of evidence tampering and other misconduct. The Gwangju Metropolitan Police Agency said Monday that it uncovered indications that the original investigation team destroyed evidence that had remained inside suspect Jang Yoon-gi's vehicle, adding that it plans to expand the probe to include all individuals involved. Earlier, it was revealed that Jang's father, an active-duty police officer, disposed of a life-size adult doll that had been considered key evidence in the case, raising suspicions that confidential information may have been leaked. The original team reportedly provided Jang's father with his son's home address and apartment door access code, ultimately enabling the destruction of key evidence. Investigators also allege that the original team leaked information to Jang's father regarding the application for a pretrial detention warrant and other investigative matters, engaging in multiple phone calls with him during the investigation.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The nation's four major oil refiners and a number of their employees are facing accusations of fixing prices after the Iran war broke out. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office said Monday that it has indicted SK Energy, GS Caltex, S Oil, and HD Hyundai Oil Bank under the Fair Trade Act. Three senior employees from HD Hyundai Oil Bank and one from GS Caltex will also stand trial in the case. The prosecution alleges that HD Hyundai Oil Bank and SK Energy colluded to raise prices and restrict competition, generating unfair gains worth an estimated 14.2 trillion won, or around 9.3 billion U.S. dollars. It accuses GS Caltex and S Oil of following suit, bringing the combined total of alleged unfair gains for all four companies to 26 trillion won. Jung Mong-gyu, president of the Korea Football Association, is stepping down after serving as head of the organization for nearly 13 and a half years. Jung announced his resignation on Monday after holding a final executive meeting with vice presidents and board members at the KFA's headquarters in Cheonan. He was initially expected to resign after the closing of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, but is believed to have moved up his departure date in an effort to quell anger and controversy surrounding the KFA following South Korea's early exit. In his farewell speech, Jung said all the glory and achievements in South Korean football are thanks to the players and fans. He said all the shortcomings and mistakes are his responsibility and that he will return to being an avid fan and supporter of Korean football. Baejae High School's baseball team has issued a formal apology for chants uttered last week mocking the May 18th Democratic Uprising, with the team captain reading the handwritten message out loud during a visit to Gwangju Jail High School. Around 80 people, including 36 players from the Seoul-based Baejae baseball team, along with parents and school staff, visited Gwangju Jail High School on Monday around 3 p.m. to deliver the apology. The team said it sincerely apologized to the other school's players, their parents, and the citizens of Gwangju for the, quote, inappropriate remarks and actions of its players in what should be a place filled with dreams and hope. It also said the Baejae players had reflected on the incident, acknowledging that character and attitude are as important as athletic performance, and that they deeply regretted causing psychological distress through behavior that should never have occurred. Head coach Kwon Oh-young called the incident an inexcusable mistake, admitting he had failed to properly teach and guide his student-athletes regarding appropriate conduct. The on-site apology followed an incident last Monday during a Cheongryong-gi National High School Baseball Championship game between the two schools, when several Baejae High School players shouted, "Let's go to Starbucks" and "Tank Day," in a reference to a controversial Starbucks Korea promotion tied to May 18th. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped 37.01 points, or 0.46%, on Monday, to close at 8,051.33. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 21.34 points, or 2.46%, to close at 847.07. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.